Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming today. And I really appreciate the Dr. Laila Pintel. I'm actually a PhD student at Iowa State University. So today I'm going to talk about an application of a system modeling approach in order to forecast optimum nitrogen rate in corn. And this study is from Central Iowa, and it's a follow-up of a paper that has been published last year where we actually calibrate the model for this study. So just to give you a little bit of background, if you think about the yield response to nitrogen, there are several factors that are affecting this response, and that's the UNR. So for those who are not familiar with the optimum nitrogen rate, is the point that maximizes the return to this practice, to apply nitrogen. But if we think about also from the point of view of the environment, this is a really important point, since has been shown that when we apply above the economic optimum nitrogen rate, we have more probabilities to damage the environment through leaching of the nitrogen. So there are many factors, like a wet year or a dry year will affect my economic optimum nitrogen rate. But also to make it more complex, there we have several spatial factors like organic matter, texture, soil water, that will also affect this relationship and they interact into each other. So the economic optimum nitrogen rate does not only depend on the market prices. We have a management, environment, cultivar factors that change in a temporal scale, and we also have those static, I would say more related into the soil variables that affect nitrogen supply, but also my crop nitrogen demand, and they all interact. So in the last few decades, many tools have been developed to assess the UNR, right, the economic optimum nitrogen rate, from soil testing, crop sensors, remote sensing, yield gut approach has been widely used, but also crop models have been applied to try to predict the economic optimum nitrogen rate because they have the capability of account for all the complex interactions that are happening in the system to determine the optimum nitrogen rate. So, but what is the issue with current technologies? As I said before, like some of them focus on a single component. So if we think about a nitrogen test, well, we are looking only at the soil level. Some others are static, so no matter what kind of given conditions of weather we will have, we will recommend the same amount of nitrogen. And some others, like remote sensing, sometimes you have to delay the nitrogen application, looking for a symptom in the plant in order to make the nitrogen application. And some others, they relied on expected yields, and I think this is a hard, like a responsibility from the farmer to kind of like know what are the expected yields. So crop models try to take that expected yield out of the equation. And the second important point is that so far models have been applying after harvest when like actually there's no enough room for the farmer to actually make any corrections in season about the nitrogen rate. So our hypothesis behind this study is that if we have already shown with crop models that we can predict yields, then why we cannot predict the optimum nitrogen rate? So the objective of the research was first, evaluate the uncertainty and the accuracy on predicting yields and UNR in different forecasting times. The second objective, it was like, looking at different weather inputs and see if by targeting a selection of weather data, we can like improve the UNR and yield predictions. And third, we wanted to be able to quantify what's the value that we can add by using a crop simulation model, but comparing it to the site mean of the site. So jumping into the methodology, as I mentioned before, this is a follow-up of the study where we calibrate apps and model with a long-term study in central Iowa for a corn-corn and a corn-soybean rotation. So basically we use that calibrated model and we couple it with 35 years of historical weather. We run it for four different forecasting time, a planting, B6, B12, and R1. And then we run it for five different nitrogen levels. So that ended up being about 20,000 simulations to build this forecast. And then as a general, to give you a general idea, the previous paper, we found that the prediction of yields were less than 13% of error. So we are gonna compare through this work to the results that we got in that at that simulation at harvest. So this is I'm going to show how we did the forecast. So if we think about if we are in 2000, one of the years of the experiment, and we want to do the forecast at planting, we will use the known weather through this time of period, and then we will use 35 different combinations based on the historical weather data. And the same will happen if I'm predicting in R1 what will be my yield and my optimum nitrogen rate. I will use known weather until that point and then use the different combinations for the 35 years of weather data. And then to answer the second objective by looking at selection of weather data, what we did is at the end, we grouped the results by matching years for the forecast that had similar patterns for temperature and precipitations. And then for all the predictions, we calculate some statistics to test the precision and the accuracy of my simulations by root mean square error or relative root mean square error. And then one important thing is that we consider the mean as the accuracy to compare with the observed or what we predict in R6, and then the standard deviation of the 35 years as the uncertainty around my prediction. So jumping into the results, what I'm showing here is the simulated yield against the observed yield, and this is for corn and corn soybean, all yields all together for the 5 nitrogen rates. And at the bottom line, we have the yield at the economic optimum nitrogen rate, same thing, simulated and observed for both rotations. And as a summary of results here, what we found is that we had the same error predicting yields and yield at the economic optimum rate at planting compared to what we found in R6. And this is very promising since we were not expecting that, considering the uncertainty that we are adding into the model as not knowing the actual weather. So here what I'm showing is the yield at the economic optimum nitrogen rate as a function of the different forecasting times. And our hypothesis was that by adding more known weather as we move forward into the growing season, we will reduce the uncertainty. And what I mean by that is that if we look at the simulated dots in red, the standard deviation around comes from the 35 years of weather used to simulate those yields. But actually in some years, like 2007, you can see that that standard deviation decreased as you move to harvest. But it didn't happen in all the, it wasn't a consistent pattern in all years. And this comes from the complexity interactions that you have between weather and management in each of those particular years. And so if we move forward, for the ENR, so the economic optimum nitrogen rate, if looking at the simulator against the observed, what we found in agreement with the previous work is that the predicting the economic optimum nitrogen rate was more inaccurate compared to the yields. But again, what we found is that the error at planting was similar. It was around 37% for the relative root mean squared error, at the same as if we predicted at harvest. And now looking again at the ENR across all forecasting times, the red dots are the simulated by ABSIM, the blue dot is the observation, and an important thing here is the dashed line is the site mean across these 16 years, and this is for corn-corn rotation. And what we found is, again in agreement with the yield predictions, that the standard deviation of the uncertainty around the predictions at any time of the growing season didn't decrease through harvest. But another important result for this is that ABSIM model was able to predict the direction of the economic optimum nitrogen rate. And what I mean by that is that in a particular year, we were able to say if the observed was above or below or at the site mean of that experimental site. So overall, we found that 60% of the cases, ABSIM was able to detect that direction in the economic optimum nitrogen rate. And last results here to address the second objective by looking at a combination or a setup, a subset of the weather scenarios, we found that actually ABSIM using 35 years of weather data was better than using a selection of weather data. And if we look at this graph, this is the difference between what was the scenario with 35 years minus the error of using a selection of weather data. So positive bars here mean that 35 years was better. But looking at the yields at the bottom panel, what we saw is that actually difference in root mean and square error with around 2%. So we think that less amount of years of weather data could be used for yield, and it had a higher impact when we were looking at the economic optimum nitrogen rate. So wrapping up in some conclusions, we were able to find that corn yields were easier or more accurate to predict at the economic optimum rate, and then that model predictions actually, our model predictions were able to detect the direction of that optimum nitrogen rate at the target year, and that was in 60% of the cases. And then even though the error, the root mean square error of our optimum nitrogen rate predictions was high, if we took out the extremes where we have very a lot of rain events or very dry years, in 60% of those cases, the error was between 30 kilograms of nitrogen, which is in line with the historical error for this site. And finally, we found that using 35 years of weather data was in general better to use a selection of weather files, but that was also encouraged in some areas where we don't have that amount of data to use less amount. And finally, we think that through this work, there is more room to improve the modeling in season, and it will be very promising to help management of nitrogen. And with that, I would like to take any questions.
Thank you. Questions, please.
Weather is a driver of crop model. Also, eventually what is realized in the field depends on the weather. How accurately the weather data you input represents the experiment?
The weather. You are asking about the quality of the weather data used in the model?
The presentation. I've seen many studies where experiment is conducted at a location and the weather data comes from 10 miles away.
Oh, no. This is right at the site of the experiment. Yeah, thank you for that question.
I have a question regarding the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to use uncertainty rather than using variability?
What do you mean by variability?
If you have uncertainty over 30 years, then why not variability over 30 years?
I guess I don't understand what you mean by variability. So the way that we're looking at is, okay, if you simulate the same setup of the model with a weather file that was from the 80s, and then you run it again with a weather file that it was from 2005, right? We wanted to see how consistent we are simulated our target yield, by looking at 35 runs for the same setup of management. Correct. Well, it's tied as specific to the way that we set up our study, I think. We didn't use other, it's not like we run this farther, like outside the 16 years. It's not like we run optimum nitrogen rates for outside of the 16 years of the experiment. I don't know if that answered your question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you again.